got Chad back to the show tonight. Welcome to 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad, every time I'm on your Facebook or on Twitter, you post memes and comments about Latina crush. And I'm sure your followers like me want you to go into a little bit more depth on who or what is a Latina crush.
Latina crush, I started out as like a joke based on someone, like multiple characters, but it's based on this crush at my day job, because she's like a straight up chola chick, like she's a chola, but I've known her for a few years now. I think I met her when she was 18, and now she's 20, because her birthday was the other day. She's like the inspiration for all those memes, like how can a dumb white guy make this Latina crush get angry all the time. Like, everyone on my work on Instagram know who I'm talking about too. So it's like, and they're like, uh-huh, your Latina crush chat, huh? You guys go to your McDonald's dollar menu date yet? Oh, you got, because we always close together. Like, I work Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and Wednesdays. And she's the closing manager all the time those nights. So everyone always makes fun of her, like, oh, are you guys going to dim the lights down, eat, like, pizza and reminisce? And are you going to bring you, because I always buy her fruit snacks because she loves fruit snacks. Like it's a candy. It's like the Welch's fruit snacks. She loved those. And she also posts on her, like, Instagram sometimes, like, the way to my heart, fruit snacks, way to my heart, McDonald's. Like, everyone at work is trying to get us to get together. Like, it's really funny. Like, I'm like, you guys know I'm 35, right? And they're like, age is just a number, Chad. And I'm like, But she's sassy, man. Like, that's the basic of the character of her. Like, she's definitely a chola. Great artist, though. Like, she's a drawer. Like, she's self-trained. She's taught herself. Like, she's really good artist. Like, amazing artist. And she's weird, so that works too. So
that's it?
Yeah, I'm like, what else do you want to know about her? I'm like, I'm not going to go into her whole life story.
Well, I've had months of this is my Latina crush and memes about my Latina crush, and you only give her like 3 minutes?
How long? I probably last two. Low expectations for her.
Wow.
You're like, wow.
So this is your wooing of her. Is going to, when she listens to this, she's going to hear you go on about 3 minutes. So I guess we'll have to fantasy role play that. You're going to go to McDonald's. They have a dollar menu, which I don't know if they even have in Canada, but I'll have to trust you. What is Chad and his Latina crush going to get on their dollar menu at McDonald's?
Because I'm cheap. That's why I'm like, it's not a call it dollar menu anymore. It's like a $2 and $3 value menu. But it's just like cheeseburger or stuff like that, like chicken nuggets, like
but you, shit. You don't eat that stuff.
I don't know. That's probably why I'd be drinking the water. I'd be like, parched. Oh yeah, fill me up with water.
Aren't you worried about getting the COVID?
Not really, man. I haven't caught it yet, so I think I'm good. I always make a joke that she's going to get COVID because she's always partying and drinking all the time. So it's like, and she works at a grocery store too. She had two jobs. She works at where I work and then she works at a grocery store. But she's always drinking and hanging out with a bunch of people. I'm like, I'm surprised we haven't got the COVID yet.
So something you did not know I want to bring up here, because I wanted your opinion. I never did tell you about this. Trending on Twitter in Canada 2 days ago was the word glory hole. Now, not that you would know why it was trending, but I'm going to tell you. The BC government released safe ways to have sex, one option being a glory hole.
What?
So how do you feel about a Canadian province releasing safe sex guidelines and using the word glory hole as one of those options?
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I thought, wow. L'Oreal at some. I've never experienced that. I've done many things, but not that. But yeah, wow. They say that as safe set. Wow. That's all I can say is wow.
That's it.
Canadian's progressive, apparently.
We got about 4 minutes left for you, just so you know. The Daytime Emmys got released today.
Oh, it wasn't the daytime, it's the prime time.
Whatever. Something I don't watch. Now, since you watch more TV than more people than I know, actually one person watches probably as much as you do, is there one show you wanted to see recommended that you don't know? Because you don't know who got nominated, I guess.
No, I know who got nominated.
So what got missed?
Ozark got nominated. Like, Watchmen got nominated, which was really, really good. Only show I really didn't see that got nominated was the Apple TV show, The Morning Show. Like, Steve Carell got nominated for Best Actor in a Comedy, which I'm like, I haven't seen it, so I wouldn't know. Which is a funny fact. That show, because his contract, he got a Netflix show called Space Force. That's why he left that show to do Space Force, because, like, he's not returning for the second season of the Morning Show with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. But he got nominated for that, which I was kind of surprised, because I think he should have got nominated for Space Force, because that performance is weird. Like, he kind of toes the line between asshole and goofball, but I thought that performance was really good. There was a lot of... I'm not in Succession much. I'm not a really big fan of that. Good acting. I thought Billions would at least get some awards, because this season was really, really good. And last season was really, really good, because, like, Paul Giamatti steals that show. I don't know why he doesn't get nominated for it, because it's really, really well written. And also Frank Grillo, who's, like, one of my favorite actors right now, he had a guest star role that was really, really good this year in Billions, too. If you want to see a really good show, it's not on air no more. Have you ever seen that MMA family drama, Kingdom?
Yes, a bit of it. It's good.
Yeah, dude, it's really good. I felt like season two, I think they put too many episodes. Like, they did, like, a two-parter, season two, because they did 10 episodes for part one, 10 episodes part two. I don't know why they did that. I think that's what caused them to get canceled after the third season.
Wait, but, Kingdom got canceled?
What happened?
Kingdom's canceled?
Yeah, Kingdom, the mixed martial arts one?
Yes.
Yeah, it was canceled. Like, it was on AT&T's DirecTV TV series before they decided, called the Audience Network. But in America, it's called the Audience Network, and it's like DirecTV, AT&T, that's their channel. But they had it for 3 seasons, and then they canceled it, and then they sold it to Netflix. So Netflix is streaming all 3 seasons, because they're going to try to do a season 4.
Yes.
That's their goal. Because if they do a season, because it ended on a weird note, season 3, like, ended on a really super, like, weird cliffhanger thing. It's like they shot the ending without saying it, they're going to cancel it, because they're expecting, like, another season. But that's, like, a really, really good show. But I think I'm going to do another episode, talk about the movies I've watched and that I really, really like we want to talk about. So, how many more minutes do we have now?
We've got 2 minutes left. Now, have you watched the Karate Kid show?
Not yet. I'm waiting for that to come on Netflix, because season 3 is going to be on that network. So I'm hoping that I saw the pilot. I saw the pilot when YouTube did the free thing. So I watched the pilot, and it was really, really good. I really like the pilot. I like the role reversal where I can't remember the freaking character's name. But he was the bad guy, and the bad guy from the original is the good guy this time. Like, kind of down on his luck. I like that. That's a good, interesting little turn. Because usually it's always the good guys that end up being the bad guys later down the road, which I always like. That's always the most interesting concept. I'm trying to think of other shows that I watch. Like, because I watch a lot of streaming. Because, like, my attention span's, like, really bad lately because of the whole COVID. Because we're, like, on lockdown number 2 right now. Like, everything's pretty much closed. And it's just, like, waiting for the stay-at-home orders, because it's starting to look like a ghost town again. So they're probably going to do it because our COVID is so high. And it pisses me off that they, They haven't even recognized that the the increase was based on a protest. Like, so I'm just like, it's like whatever, I'm like pandering media and stuff. But yeah, so that's what I've pretty much been doing. Just working out, working a lot. Like, I've been working 30 hours a week the last 2 weeks, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it is.
Goodbye, Chad. Right.
But so I always ask this question, like, what profession or career would you want besides the one that you have or you're going to have?
Maybe that. You know, hold on, before you answer that, do you have a career?
I'm kind of in. I'm like working on it right now. I work for a large wine corporation, and I just kind of pivoted in that company through the corona. I was working in a tasting room, and then they moved me. They offered me a job in the warehouse, and so that's going well. So I'm really just working there, and they're kind of grooming me to go into management there. So I don't know if it's a career yet, but I'm working on making that into something.
I was falling asleep. Is he talking about something?
You asked the question, asshole.
I didn't ask any questions.
Because you did the other career, too, and that just
didn't
turn out.
I didn't like that.
Whoa, whoa. What was that career? We're not letting that go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, well, that's the next question. So,
right? What's the, like, what career you don't want to have?
yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, it was. I was a police officer for a little bit, and that was kind of the childhood dream that when you're an adult, you're like, this sucks. This is not fun at all.
your dad, if you will, all that crap.
Oh, totally. And that's the part of it. It's like, I realized what he had gone through, and I was like, I'm not going through that shit. Like, I can see what it does to people, you know? So, like, there was so much, yeah, that I just didn't want to deal with it. And it was great. I mean, learned a ton. Great experience. Got a little change in my pocket right out of college, you know? So that kind of helped. But no, not for me. Not for me.
I could never do it because, like, everyone always, because, like, my dad was a firefighter paramedic, and, like,
right,
grandfather was a judge, and your dad was an officer, and then Mike was in bail bonds and fugitive hunting, and now he's bodybuilding.
One of my questions is, Dog the Bounty Hunter's extended family?
Whoa, we're not that white trash.
Oh, okay.
And I remember
Chris, like, his family from the city or something like that.
Prison guard, like everyone, and then like also my mom's side of family, like grandma's family, like side of family, they're all like sheriffs and lawyers, like it's crazy, like.
Yeah.
But then like I'm like, I want to go showbiz, and everyone's looking at me like, what?
Yeah.
What? Because I remember Grandpa Rick was just like, because before my dad stole my college fund, Grandpa Rick gave me and my brother college money,
right?
And, like Grandpa, you always like he's no longer around. Like
right.
He's like, he was awesome. Like, he was like one of my big influences. Like, he got me into The Simpsons and Seinfeld and like Larry, exactly, Eric, you know, miss him all. I wish he was around, especially see my success and stuff that's coming. Like, I'm not like rich and famous yet, but getting there. But he always thought I'd be like a great like lawyer. But he also knew I was really funny and wanted to make movies. So it's like.
Right.
He's just like, do what makes you happy. So I'm like, so him and my other grandfather, it's like, so they were very influential. Like, my mom's always supportive, and like, even our nutcase, like, uncles and stuff, they're supportive.
Oh, God, yeah.
Somehow. Yeah. Like, I'm like, because I haven't met the newer cousins, like, because they're babies. Well, they're older now. But,
yeah, and they don't let you around those types, so.
Yeah. No, they sit there like, you're not going to meet them, but like a restraining order 50 feet away. Oh, but yeah, so it's just like, it's interesting. So, but yeah, no, I was just sitting there, I'm like, people always like, oh, why don't you be a lawyer? Because I love arguing like crazy. Job hate me. Like, my past job, because I know contracts and legal terms. Like, HR's worst nightmare. I'm like,
right.
Just my current job would love to fire me some way, like, without getting benefits. But they know, like, especially coronavirus, I actually work. Like, I talk a lot of shit, but I actually work.
And right.
Yeah, something that's sitting like, oh, it's like, oh, he's a comedian, da 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 da. But, cause I remember you saying, in college, like, did you play sports in college? Yeah, I can't remember, cause I remember you did wrestling in high school.
Yeah, I did. I did Ultimate Frisbee, which was super fun. It was a fun time. It was. It's like a. It's kind of a party sport. Yeah. But it is a sport.
It's a sport.
Yeah. Running, but it's fun. It's a fun time. Canadians love it up there.
We do. Yeah. That. And, that.
But
and
they can't even talk shit because he likes it.
That. Like, what?
What?
No, they both know.
We love playing in the snow all day. You know, it snows here all the time. It's never 24/7 snow. So that and dog sledding is about all we get up to.
Yeah, no, it's a. That's I did that just because it was a fun group of guys. So it was a fun way to meet people when I first started in college, and then it became a good way to stay in shape, but also travel around. We go all over to all these different schools and play
meet
teams
more guys.
Like
I got it. Yeah. He likes to meet guys playing frisbee. I got it all.
Yeah, yeah. See, this guy's a pro. He knows. He knows. He's ready. He's there. He knows exactly how to pick up them guys.
You see, he's funnier than me, right? Like
No. I'm good.
I'm trying to be like my family. Like, yeah, I'm professionally. Like, I get paid doing comedy and stuff. Even though people like, oh, you're funny. Like a lot of my family. Like his dad. Like his dad's super sarcastic.
He's like, on it too. Like he's a quick whip.
Always is. Like no matter what, and he's like super wicked smart. Like he'll just look at you and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna fuck with this retard." Like
totally. Oh god. The only difference is Chad learned how to write. I don't think anyone else in the family actually wanted to take that adventure. Like all the funny people are like, "I ain't going to school."
Like
that's probably the only difference.
You know, like seriously, like I'm like, wait, I could make money doing talking shit. Like that's what I learned. Where it was like, okay, and this is where I grew up. Even where I was just like, grew up in Sassoon and stuff. Like it's not the greatest area. Like when I was like younger, it wasn't a great area. Like it was very diverse. Like
it didn't necessarily get better.
Well, it's better now, but it's just like the people I grew up with. One became like a meth dealer, and the other one was like became a skinhead. I was like totally
The meth dealer probably makes more money than you per year, so that's good.
Yeah, well, it was before he got busted. Like he was a dumbass. He went to the Solano Mall and had like $10,000 with a meth in his trunk, thinking it's like DVDs. Like, hey, I want meth. I'm like, yeah, of course you're gonna get caught. I'm like, geez.
I just want to know if Chad, since you went to school with all these people, did they take your face off the short bus yet, or are you still the logo for it?
No, like, I was homeschooled, bro. I'm like, because like my mom and my dad knew like the area was tough. Like, my brother went to high school, and he went to Armio, but I graduated when I was 15. I was like, I'm out. Like, I knew what I wanted to do. Like, I realized, because my parents were young when they had me, so I was like, they were in their 30s when I was in my teens. So I'm like, a lot of people don't get that, where it's just like, probably explains why I'm 35 and I act like I'm fucking 12. I'm like, doop 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 doop. I'll probably be like that when I'm 50. I'm like, still picking up chicks between 19 and 24. Like, people get, one of my besties gets so bad. Like, my last ex-girlfriend, she was freaking nuts. She's a Latina. And this was like in 2004. I was dating a chick in 2014. We dated for like 3 months. And it turned out, like, we broke up. She was a heroin addict. Like, she was good at hiding it. She would shoot between her toes. Like, I didn't even know. Like, I'm really good at, like, reading people. And then after we broke up, that she was also a hooker on Craigslist at the time. And I was like, well,
I thought that's how you met her, though.
Dude, no, like, surprisingly, I didn't. I met other people on Craigslist. Like, I ain't gonna lie about that. I'm like, shoot, I'm pro hookers and, you know, massage parlors, you know. In my 20s, I was bad. Like, my worst fear shouldn't be coronavirus. It's getting AIDS or an STD. It should be my main concern.
And then Chad wonders why he's not introduced to the children of the family.
Exactly.
What do you mean you don't want to meet my new baby cousin?
Oh, holidays. We're like, oh, Chad's wearing a Huxable it's a Huxable, like, sweater. Like, hey, hey, hey. But, yeah, no, it's just like, I know we probably should get like to wrap this up, this interview, because I can see Simon like, this is going to be like a two-parter.
No, I'm just leaving as one. You're out of luck.
gosh. Oh, I hope it's good content. I mean, I know you had a lot of questions from now.
I think Simon's getting like a history of chat here because it's like I'm bringing all my friends and family and stuff.
Yeah.
Changing the format a little
bit. And know what's funny? None of them like you.
Whoa, I didn't say I didn't like them.
They like me. It's a weird thing. It's an Italian thing, I think, right?
Because
our family's pretty Italian, and like we all talk a lot of shit to each other. Like, a lot. I think my mom's probably the most optimistic one, which we'll probably interview, like, I'm interviewing another day. But
she's
just,
very
like,
nice. I mean, yeah, she's just really a nice person.
Like, we're like, geez, are you related to these people? Like, she's like hippie, optimistic, like unicorn and rainbow farts. Like, she's the complete opposite of me, but really sarcastic, though. So I'm like, and she has to because you have John, Chris, and Mike, and Dina. I'm like, sitting there. I'm like,
she also listens to like Megadeth and shit, so it's kind of funny.
Hold on. Your mom listens to Megadeth?
Like, oh, yeah, dude. Like, listens to.
Yes!
Yeah, she like.
You'll meet her. I shouldn't have said that because you'll meet her and she's like the nicest person in the world. And then all of a sudden in the background, you'll just hear like her phone ring and it'll be like the ringtone. It'll be like Master of Puppets or something.
I love it. That's awesome.
We're like right now, like our Slipknot. She loves Slipknot. And I'm like, what? Like, mom, I was like, I'm saying once again, my mom was like young when she had me. So it was like, those were popular. I think that's why I like knew about these bands because they were listening to them. Growing up, I think that was the advantage of having kids like younger. I guess I'm not gonna have kids. Like I'm like, shoot. If a chick tells me she's pregnant with my kid, either she's gonna fall downstairs, or I'm gonna go to Mexico, change my name, the Pedro Hernandez something. But then she might be Mexican, so her ass would probably find me.
So you don't go to Canada. You're more likely to hide out there than
Dave. I'd be like, oh, other white people. Talk big French. All right, Eric. Thanks again for coming on here. You have a good day, all right, bud?
Appreciate you having me.
All right, have a good one, bud.
Thanks for coming on, Eric. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Simon.